AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The police chief in Cleveland says protesters can peacefully object to the acquittal of a white police officer in the shooting deaths of two unarmed black motorists, but Calvin Williams says the city will not allow them to break the law.
Our people are going to come out, and they're going to be peaceful, and they're going to voice their opinion, and they may get a little over-boisterous, but that's their right. As long as that doesn't result in anybody getting hurt, property damage, then we're there to support them and make sure that happens.
Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson says he expects the protests to be peaceful.
It is my expectation that we will show the nation that peaceful demonstration and dialogue is the right direction as we move forward as one Cleveland.
The brother of a man who was killed told WOIA 19 Action News the not guilty verdict for Officer Michael Brillo is wrong.
The president needs to come here because this case needs to be tried again.
The sister of the other man killed says she believes the death of her brother will haunt Officer Brillo for years.
He's not just going to, you know, dodge this. I mean, just because he was acquitted.
Michelle Russell believes officers were angry at her brother and the other man for leading them on such a prolonged chase.
Now, whatever reason they didn't pull over, we don't know. But what I can say is that they did not deserve to die for fleeing and eluding. That's not a death sentence.
Police fired 137 bullets at the two men. A Missouri sheriff says there's a huge amount of relief in a community after authorities shot and killed a man who had been accused in the shooting death of his former girlfriend and her teenage son. There are indications that the Boko Haram extremists in Nigeria may be running out of ammo. They're slitting throats instead of shooting their victims. This is AP Radio News. Protesters shouted down a federal incident commander today at a news conference about that large oil slick in waters off the coast of California.
The safety of the public and the responders continue to be our top priority throughout this incident.
When Coast Guard Captain Charlene Downey finally regained control of the news conference, she told protesters the cleanup operation is going well.
We've made a lot of progress in terms of recoverable product on the water. Hundreds of response personnel have continued to work nonstop since the onset of the oil spill.
A Colorado State Patrol cadet was killed and a trooper critically injured after they were hit while trying to stop a fleeing car near Longmont. The suspect, who was driving on a suspended license, was seriously injured, but he was taken into custody. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.